We're doing brachot. We're up to tetzayin amud bet. The two dots, five lines before the lines get really wide. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mai dichtiv ken avrecha bechayai b'shimcha asakapai. So I will bless you with my life. I will raise my hands with your name. What does it mean? Ken avrecha bechayai. So I will bless you in my life. Zokriyat shma. That's a reference to Shema. B'shimcha asakapai. With your name I raise my hands in prayer. Zot tefillah. That's a reference to Shmon Esrei. And if he fulfills that, alava katuv omer, so then the adjacent pasuk says, "Mochelev adeshen tisba nafshi, my soul is satiated as though I had fatty foods." Ve'lo'od ela shenochel shne olamim, olam hazeh ve'olam haba, a person who reads Shema on a daily basis and davens on a daily basis will merit the two worlds, this world and the world to come. Shnemaz, the verse says, "Ve'sifter nanot yalelpi," and the lips of songs. Multiple songs, renanot, yalel pi, my mouth will praise, and that's a reference to the fact that there'll be multiple songs. A person that leads his life with shema and tefillah not only merits the world to come, but in this world he leads a better life. Rabbi Elazar b'Tal de Masayim Tzlute Amarachi. Now we're entering a whole series of conclusive prayers that the rabbis used to say at the end of their Shmona Esrei, and we're beginning with Rabbi Elazar, who was the chief rabbi of Israel, the disciple of Rabbi Yochanan. And when he'd finish his Shmona Esrei, he'd add the following. Yiratzon mifanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be the will before you, Hashem our God, shetashken befureinu ahava v'achva v'shalom v'reut, that you should put in our lot, pureinu is like pur, like purim, goral. You should put in our goral, in our lot, ahava v'achva, love and brotherliness, v'shalom and peace, v'reut, and friendship. V'tarbe gebuleinu b'talmidim, you'll give us many students, and you'll make us ultimately have hope, meaning that our end will be good, and we'll see that which we were hoping for. And you'll put our lot in the Garden of Eden, and you will fix us with a good friend, and we'll have good desire in your world. And we'll awaken in the morning and find our desire to fear your name. Meaning a person could wake up on the wrong side of the bed one morning, in a spiritual sense as well. And he prayed that when he wakes up, he doesn't find that at night his thoughts went astray and his mind is in the wrong place. A person can sometimes sleep at night and his thoughts and his dreams cause him to awaken with all kinds of improper desires. And so he says, let us awaken in the morning and quite the contrary, find ourselves, our desire should be to fear your name, and the desire of our hearts should come before you, the needs, our needs should come before you and find favor before you. So that would be his conclusion to Shmoneh Esrei. Now we go on to his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, who is Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan bat Adem Saim Tzutei Amarachi. When he finishes Shmon Esrei, he'd say the following. He'd say, Yiratzon mifanecha Hashem Lokeinu, may it be the will before you, Hashem our God, shetatzitz bevoshteinu, ve'tabit berateinu, that you peek at our shame, and you should take a good look at how bad we have it, v'titlabesh brachamecha, and then you'll be encloaked with your mercy, v'titkaseh bu'zecha, and covered with your might, v'titatef b'chasidutecha, and wrapped with your piety, v'titazel b'chaninutecha, and encased, titazel is like girdled with your compassion, v'tavol lefanecha midat tuvcha v'an metanutecha, and your trait of goodness and your humility should come before you. And in other words, he was begging that Hashem should help us. He should see how bad we have it and help us out. Rabbi Zeira, when he'd finish his davening, he'd say the following. May it be the will before you, Hashem our God, that we shouldn't sin and we shouldn't be embarrassed and we shouldn't be shamed more than our forefathers. Rabbi Chia, the great disciple of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, when he finished davening, he'd say the following. May it be the will before you, Hashem, our God, that your Torah should be our livelihood. And our hearts shouldn't wallow in sorrow, v'alichshechu einenu, and our eyes shouldn't be darkened. Rav, so Rav was Rav Chiya's nephew, right? Rav Chiya was a stepson. You guys know the story? Okay. There was a woman and her husband. We discussed this. Evu, Ima, Rav Chiya.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, Rav Chiya was, he had a stepbrother and a stepsister who weren't related. He shared a father with the stepbrother. He shared a mother with the stepsister. And that man and woman had no relation. Meaning, he was connected to the brother and sister. They were not connected. Meaning his mother, it was her second marriage, and she had a child from her first marriage. His father had a child from his first marriage, and this was his second marriage. So he was the middle son who shared a brother and a sister from both parents' previous marriage. That brother and sister had no blood relation, and they got married, and they had a son named Rav. So Rav was Rav Chiya's nephew from his brother and his sister, his half-brother and his half-sister, who were married, who weren't brother and sister at all. So, we went from Rav Chiya to his nephew Rav. When he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he said the following: Yiratzon milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may be the will before you, Hashem our God, shetiten lanu chayim arukim, that you should give us long life. Chayim shel shalom, life of peace. Chayim shel tova, life of good. Chayim shel bracha, life of blessing. Chayim shel panasa, life of livelihood. Chayim shel chilut, tzatzamot, life where we can do things with alacrity. Chayim sheyesh bem yirat chet, life where we have fear of sin. Chayim shen bem busha uchlima, life where we have no shame or embarrassment. Chayim shel osho v'chavod, life of wealth and honor. Chayim shetevanu avat Torah v'yirat shamayim, life where we have the love of Torah and fear of heaven. Chayim shetmaleh lanu et kol mishalot libenu letova, life where you fulfill all the desires of our heart for good. So that's what we say in Berachas HaChodesh. Now we know the source for it. Rav used to say it every day. At the end of his Shmoneh Esrei, Rebbe Batot Tzute Amar Hachi, Rebbe at the conclusion of his Shmoneh Esrei would say the following: Yiraton mivnech Hashem Elokeinu Melokei Avoteinu, may be the will before you, Hashem our God and the God of our forefathers, shetatzilenu ma'azei panim, you should save us from brazen people. You'll say, if they start up with me, I'll win. Rebbe was the Nasi. If you start up with him, he'd have his slaves beat you up. But it doesn't matter. It's never good to start up with a brazen person. So Rebbe would daven that Hashem should save him from brazen people, umeazut panim, and from ourselves being brazen, because when a person is brazen, so people say, you know why he's like that? Because he's a mamzer, because he's a bastard. When a person is a mamzer, then he's more brazen. So Rebbe, even though he had the greatest lineage in the world, he would daven, he should not become brazen. People shouldn't speak badly about him. Me'adamra, from a bad person, umipegara, and from a bad encounter, umiyetzerara, from bad desire, mechavera, from a bad friend, mishachinra, from a bad neighbor, umisatana mashchit, and from, a bad angel that causes destruction, umidin kashe, umibaldin kashe, from a bad judgment, and from a bad opponent in judgment, benshu, a difficult opponent in judgment, benshu ven brit, benshu no ven brit, doesn't matter if it's from our covenant or not, someone circumcised or uncircumcised, v'afagav dekai miktutza alei v'rebi, even though Rebbe had policemen that the king appointed to ensure that everyone listened to whatever Rebbe say, nonetheless, he would pray every day, Hashem save me from a tough court case, or tough people who take me to court, even though he was the chief justice, and the king had policemen protecting him. He knew what it meant, and so he would daven every day, Hashem save me from din kashen, baal din kashen, and we daven the same.